The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. I am in a place that I haven't been to in a while. Man, 5 years for Sukrum's Brewery with Mr. Andrew Sukrum. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. So,
awesome.
How you been?
I've been good. Been a roller coaster.
This place looks phenomenal in here.
Thank you.
And did you always have this many taps?
No, we used to have a growler machine, actually, so we put in an additional 4 taps. So we got rid of our growler machine and put in 4 additional taps.
It looks really good.
Thanks.
Can I say that anymore? It looks good in here. Man, that looks good. That looks fantastic.
That's good.
Don't know what Sukrum's Brewery is or have never been there, maybe we can start there.
Yeah, so Sukrum's Brewing Company, founded about 5 years ago. We opened in March 2019, and we're just a small local craft brewery, just in the neighborhood in off Pembina, close to South Osborne area.
So
479 Warsaw.
Last time I came here, literally was it the first year?
It was the first year. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we were sitting over there, and it was the first year that you
consumed
came.
Consumed some alcohol, awesome.
And then we went on TV too.
That's right, we did. I got pictures
nervous.
Of that.
Yeah,
we went on TV, and then we did Beer Fest.
We
I pictured
did.
Me and you at Beer Fest.
Yeah, man, I remember. I was so nervous. We were sitting there. I'm like, where are all the people that operate the cameras? And they're like, oh, they don't do that no more.
Totally. And it's literally like me, you, and a host in a room.
Yeah, and then like the cameras are all moving by themselves, and I'm like, what is this world? I've never been here.
Technology.
First time on TV, man.
Technology,
cool.
Man. It's good and it's so bad. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
So 5 years later.
5 years later, yeah.
Do you love what you do?
Love what I do. I think you have to if you're going to continue. Like, I think you just got to, I don't know. There are so many ups and so many downs, but more ups. But I think if I didn't love it, it would be really hard to you know, kind of. It's just challenging, you know, owning a business, or doing whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. But I think that because you love it and it's my passion, it just keeps me going. It keeps us fueled. And we pump out so many new beers because we just love beer and we love the community and sharing it with people.
Right. So I ask you that because the whole idea of owning a brewery sounds so sexy and so cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, yeah, I own a brewery and we brew beer and we hang out and do whatever. We come up with different batches.
Yeah.
But then when you get into the business of beer, it's a lot different. That's what, so I'm asking you,
different.
When you decided to do this, because you were a home brewer, right?
Yep, correct.
And you decided to turn it into a business.
Yeah.
What do you know now that you didn't know then that you're like, damn, I wish I'd known that?
Oh, man. Oof. That is, there's so much.
I should have brought a couch.
Yeah. Whoa. Okay. There's so much. Like, just the amount of, you know, you think that when you're buying new stuff and you're, you know, boilers, like, I didn't know anything about boilers. We've had problems with that, you know, having to keep that maintained, all that kind of stuff. Glycol lines, like, I've never really worked in a professional brewery, so there's just so much. But luckily I have great people around me who come here and are like, you know, we've all learned together, like, and they've brought a lot of knowledge with them. And so it's just so much. I don't know. I didn't do social media before this. Social media was all new.
Right. There's all sorts of jobs within this job.
Tons of hats, everything, you know, like.
And now people are coming to you for, and you're like, yeah, they ask you a question on a certain thing. They're like,
yeah,
I don't even know. We got to figure
it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And I think that's really what it is you got to be willing to like, yeah, I don't know that answer, but let's figure it out. Let's take it one step at a time and then we'll get there.
Did you ever think, like, the first 2 years of business is hard, right? And, well, I'm not saying that 5 years later it's a cakewalk, but
no,
at least.
Yeah, still not a cakewalk.
Right. You know, you're still learning things, but you're learning less. The learning curve has flattened out a bit.
Feel more comfortable about it, yeah.
Right, where people are asking you things, like, yeah, you know what? I know that one. Hey,
yeah,
I will
yeah.
answer that
well,
with
this
some.
Won't be good.
Was there ever a point where you're like, man, I wish I was back home brewing?
No. No. It was actually a little bit, I felt like the brewing day was a little bit harder at home. I didn't have like automatic, like there's these machines like Robo Brews and where, you know, it's kind of like all electronic now and all that kind of stuff. So you pop it in and you got a pump and all. I had all like,
It's all manual.
All manual, all gravity fed, like just like
and not that you don't have the room
in coolers and pots, yeah. Like and a burner. You know that's what I was doing, and it just felt like it was a harder brew day. But now doing it as an actual job, it just feels easier on the big system. It's just more fun too. I don't know. I love it
because brewing is what you're here to do.
Yeah.
Whereas home is home.
Yeah.
And part of the home is like we live here.
Yeah.
And now. I'm brewing here. Yeah. My wife don't like the smell.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
So you got to appease her.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough to win an argument when you're right, or when you're wrong.
I also told her it would be a lot cheaper if I started homebrewing. And, yep, it did not turn out that way.
Oh, dude.
It escalated quickly.
No doubt. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So the location, I noticed you guys have a patio.
Yes,
that's
we do.
You built that 2 years ago. I haven't been here for a while, man.
Yeah, man.
That patio is kicking. So
Thank you.
I didn't realize you had that much room on the side, back
side
there.
Yeah, just the back side. Yeah, we have, it's great. We've got some tables. We've had a couple shows out there, food trucks that park out on the patio. Like for the first year we had it was just a little patio, but we just had a couple picnic tables, and then obviously we couldn't operate for 1 year, and then we built it up and started building more to make that patio really great. Hung some lights, make it easy, keep it simple. Just everybody wants to be outside in Winnipeg when it's summer. So
isn't it strange that the lights that I looked up at, I know that they're just simple lights.
I know.
But at nighttime when it turns off and you have those on. Isn't it good?
It's just ambiance. I love it. Yeah.
100%. So was that the intent when you got this building? You saw that space and you were like, "Where the patio?"
That was
sure.
That was definitely one of it. I wanted to be in a neighborhood. Like I didn't want to be sort of like on the outskirts. Being a small brewery, I really knew that we'd have to drive traffic here.
Right, and walking traffic from
walking
a neighborhood
traffic,
is perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, and I was a little surprised at first. Like the parking is not the greatest. There's street parking behind the building on Jesse. People figure it out. But we get so many bikers in the summer, so many walkers in the summer. We're right by the rapid transit at Osborne, so we often have people coming up from the bus or whatever.
Is that drop off?
Yeah.
Like pick up and drop off there?
Sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's the rapid transit station there. Yeah. So it's
how handy is that?
I know. It's pretty great.
Going to Circums.
Yeah.
Just rapid transit there and have a few and rapid transit back.
So it's good. And lots of times we get people before the games, Valor or the Blue Bombers, and they'll rapid transit down to.
Because just hammer down Pembina.
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did you think of that too when you or just
no like again I was a little worried about the neighborhood just because of the parking and stuff like that. I'm like people like parking and we get that every once in a while, but again the foot traffic it's what we wanted.
Well, summertime I'm not going to sit there and complain about parking in Winnipeg. Like if I got to park a street or two over,
it's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
we're going to take a break, and when we come back we're going to talk about the actual beer. I'm looking over and like I said, you got a million taps. I love the colors of your cans. They make you actually want to drink what's inside and actually keep the can.
That's right.
What I mean? So I want to talk to you about who designs these cans.
Yeah,
take a look at that stuff and all the good stuff, okay?
Sounds
all
good.
The secrets that you hide from people.
Okay.
All right.
Open book.
Exactly right. This is Kevin Bergen. This is The Main Ingredient. I'm at Sukrum's Brewery. Where are you located?
479 Warsaw Avenue, just off Pembina, in between Pembina and Osborne, right by the Rapid Transit.
And that is Andrew Sukrum. We're going to pick his brain. He's going to tell us everything he knows about brewing and all the secrets here. We'll do that next on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. I'm at Sukrum's Brewery with Andrew Sukrum. What's the address here again? 479 Warsaw.
Yeah.
479 Warsaw. The worst memory for addresses. I don't know what it is. Obviously, you were a home brewer, graduated to brewery owner, which is it's such a huge step.
It's crazy.
Man, honey, what was the conversation when you told your wife? She's like, man, I'm sick of you brewing in the house.
Yeah.
I do not like that smell. And you're like, well, I got a better idea, girl. I got an idea.
I had a better idea. She did not like it.
and it's only going to cost X amount of dollars.
She's like, you got a stable job, you got a pension, you got a this and that and that. I don't think so. We got two little kids. No. And then it was basically just like, honey, like I need to be happy. I just need to be happy.
Hang on a second. You never told me that. You had a stable job and a pension?
Yeah.
So here you are, and again, two little kids, young dude,
doing
your thing, like, cool, I got my career, I got my kids, I'm going to plug away at this, save some bucks, get my pension, kids will be grown, whatever.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me, listen, girl, listen,
honey,
man, you know how much I love beer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, okay, so what's a crossover? Usually when people have a side gig, and this is a big side gig, where they will do the side gig till they know it's successful, and then I love your face is already telling me the answer. Then they slowly, the side gig takes over, and then they slowly, and then they quit their other thing.
No,
you didn't do it that way.
No, at all. It was just
your wife is like
I know
Mary.
I couldn't do it without her, and now actually she works in the business full time too. So it's a true family business, which is what I wanted to. Like I wanted to have like we originally met. At work, so we're kind of used to that. I know there's some challenges that obviously come with that, you know, all day. But
that woman loves you, bro.
Yeah, I love her too.
She loves you, man.
And so
clone her.
but it was just basically like there's something inside me. When I started, we were kind of winning medals. I won a local competition for. Got to brew at Barnhammer and just everything. I was just like, this is just what I have to do. Like, I feel it. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, it was just like, I was just drawn to it. Like, this is what I have to learn about. This is what I have to do. And I think this is the path. And I was like, I think this is the only way I'm probably going to be happy because I can't see myself starting over somewhere else again, you know? And so.
How many conversations from the first time you brought it up to when she was like, you know what, do it.
It was a few. Yeah, it was a few. But. It wasn't like she understood and she was like, okay, yeah, let's go. All right, this is within you. But it was like steps along the way of like, okay, well, this is what I need to get the business. I got to find investment and I got to find money and I got to, work with the banks. I got to find a building. And
those steps are part of that conversation.
Yeah, those
steps. You got to do in order to try to get this.
Correct.
Learn the steps to get this going. And I will agree until I disagree along the way. And it just never came to the disagreement point.
And once I wrote the business plan, which it took me a good year.
That
over
alone
a year,
is challenging, hey?
Yeah, that alone is challenging. Futurepreneur has a great business plan kind of model that they have online, which I really, that I used. And it was fantastic. And honestly, once I had that and it was down packed and I could answer every question when I was going to the bank and you could answer all those questions, what are you going to do here? Oh, this. What are you going to do there? Oh, I'm going to do that. Then doors started opening. And then I was like, hey, this is actually happening, Kristen. And she's like, okay, here we go. Like it was just once those steps started happening where it was becoming real and it started snowballing, then it was, go.
Was it surprising to you that, because sometimes you're doing these steps and there's always little setbacks, but
all
then
the
sometimes
time,
there's victories where it's kind of like yes,
yeah,
right. So was there a lot of that? Like was there a point where you thought maybe this isn't going to happen and the next week it is going to happen? It's not. Yeah. It is, right.
I was originally looking at a brew pub concept and beer got you in the door, food kicked me out. And so then when it was just beer and I knew that I wanted to do it, then it was. It's just a lot.
What do you mean by beer got you in the door and food kicked
you out? Beer was interesting. It was an emerging market at that time.
Right.
There was craft brewers, but not a ton. But then, running a restaurant's a whole big thing. And
another animal.
When you don't have experience running a restaurant, which I don't, and it was different. But then, when I just focused on the beer and said, this is what I was going to do because I've won these awards and, blah, 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 then it just started to happen. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I can't explain it.
No. It makes sense to me because, again, if I don't have experience running a restaurant, it's kind of hard sell to saying I'm going to run a restaurant because you're running a brewery and running a restaurant, they're two different businesses. And now you're running two difficult businesses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So might as well do what you do best. And then the restaurant part could come whenever you want.
Yeah. And then it was just a series of, oh, my Lord, we found a building, and we found a good place, and we think it's going to work. And negotiations. Oh, and I found the bank was going to give me money. Oh my lord! Wow.
You mean yes?
Me? Yeah. Okay.
For real? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But and then I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know that sometimes I've done this before, where mm-hmm. I have an event idea concept in my head, or I'm going to do such and such. And it seems like, oh, great in your head, but, you know, maybe once you tell people, maybe it's not going to be such a great idea. But then sometimes the opposite happens, where you pitch an idea to people, and they say yes to it so fast, and then you forget, I got to do
it. Now I got to do it.
Now I got to do it. Yeah. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, some of it, yeah, because that was a series of, when construction was happening, it was like, oh, wow, now we have to go through construction, and I've never done that before, and, you know.
A lot of firsts.
Oh, you know, seeing the whole, I have a picture, I'll probably share it online, of the whole ground torn up because they were making the trench, and like it was looked like a disaster zone. I'm like, I got to get out of here. Yeah, like, this is, it just felt too big for me,
right.
I guess.
But you got to absorb it, right? Like sometimes you got to absorb certain things by the day or by the job, chew it up, sleep on it, and then you come back and it's less daunting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got through it, you know, and it was just, I just kept saying, like, let's just get to day one. We just need to get to day one. We just got to get to beer. And then hopefully everything will be okay.
That sounds funny. It sounds so funny. Cause
it does,
All the things that you have to do in order to brew the beer almost makes you forget that I'm here to brew beer.
I know. Because it took a while. Like, it took, like, we got the building in June. Construction was delayed a little bit. We started in, like, September, October. Then it went relatively quick. We had a little bit of setback with our bathrooms. There was some setbacks, as there always is.
Yep.
And again, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
There you go.
And then, but then it was just like, okay, we're pot committed now. So we just got to continue going. And you always hear about that. Construction overruns, and that happens. And we had our share. And then it was just like, let's get to day one. And then it was like a wait after we opened. It was like we had a lot of support and a lot of community support, and a lot of people were coming out, and it just, it was amazing. I can't even tell you the feeling. It was still feeling, you know? It's amazing.
It's like you brew something.
Yeah.
Like you put ingredients in, you brew it and make it. You put it in a can.
Yep.
Someone buys it. They pay their hard-earned money to buy it. Yeah. They crack it open and drink it and then tell you they like it.
There's nothing greater. It sounds
Seriously, it's almost like a drug.
It is. I know.
You know what I mean? When someone comes back and you have instant feedback where your product is being served here and they take it and they drink it and they love it.
People come, like lots of people come up to us and to me and just say how much they love the beer, and it just makes, I don't know, makes it all worth it. Makes it all worth it.
Right.
Absolutely.
To me, I think that you are confident in the product that you brew because your name is on it. It's different if you say, I'm Andrew Sukram, and this is ABC Brewery.
Yeah.
You're saying this is Sukram's Brewing.
Sukram. Yeah.
Like, I can't really escape it if you don't like it.
Yeah, my name's on the can.
No, it's not mine.
Yeah, no. I that's another Sukram.
Your name isn't like Jones or Smith. You know what I mean?
There's a lot more Sukrams in Winnipeg these days, though. It's pretty 100%. Funny. Yeah.
So what made you decide to name it after, like, put your family name on it?
I was trying for a long time to come up with a name, and just nothing was feeling right. You know, there's so many breweries out there that, you know, you would find one, and then you'd go online, and there's another brewery called that.
And again, another animal, right? Because even when you come up with a name, you got to do your name search for it.
Right.
You got to make sure someone, you know, social media is available for it.
It was actually going to be Sooks Brewing first, because that was my nickname. Everybody called me Sooks, and so it was going to be Sooks Brewing. And then the name search came back and said, oh, no, you can't do that. There's one closer to because of another brewery.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's crazy. But, okay, I'll have to see what I can do. And so I'm like, well, let's just call it, after talking to the couple, Colin and Dan and them, who were the first team members that came on, were like, let's just call it after your last name. And it was good because it was, you know, proud of my heritage. My dad's from Trinidad and Tobago, and so it was a nice nod to about my heritage. That's where my name comes from, and so that it just felt more personal that way, because this is really personal to me.
Well, of course it is, man.
Yeah,
dude, I love this story. I think it's fantastic, and I love talking to small businesses, small quote-unquote businesses.
No, we're small,
Just
I know.
To see what the whole process was in order to get to where you are. Because from the outside looking in, when you're a patron, you come in, you're like, oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And magically he waved a wand and had all the money and Andrew Sookham so successful. Yeah. Look at the beers he got.
Yeah.
But the conversations, even before the business is a business, from conception, I'm just a guy. You were a guy working at a job, working for your pension.
Yep.
I got a wife, having the same conversations you're having with your wife.
Yep.
And it's not like I tell her, honey, I'm opening a brewery.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Yep.
We all know, men, you try to act like you're the law. We all know you ain't the law.
No,
you
no,
know
no,
what
no.
I mean?
No. So,
right? So, and just like I said, the conversations to win her over.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's multiple conversations.
Yeah.
That's the part that interests me.
Okay,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Just to see, you know, Andrew Sookham, the man, how he became the man.
No.
All right, we're going to take another little break. I went on a rant there. And we're actually going to talk about the beer that I said we're going to talk about
in the next segment.
In the next segment, all right? We're at Sookham's Brewery. I'm sitting with Andrew Sookham, the owner of Sookham's Brewery. And we're going to talk about the lovely beer that he makes here on The Main Ingredient on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Main Ingredient. I'm still at Sookham's Brewery because Andrew Sookham cannot kick me out. It's too nice here. The beer is too good here. Speaking of which, I've said for two segments we're going to talk about the beer.
Okay.
Finally, we are going to talk about the beer.
Let's go.
What were your... When you decided to open this place, again, to me, if you have a knowledge of something, sometimes too much knowledge can be a bad thing because then it's hard to decide on what kind of beer you're going to make.
Right.
Right? So was that an issue when you first started?
No, I think the one of the beers that kind of started it all was this California Common. The beer is called MacGuffin. That won Best of Show at this local thing. That's where I first kind of realized, oh, okay, you know, I'm okay at this. You know, I've never really won trophies at a lot of things, and here I am, you know, winning trophies for beer, and MacGuffin did it, and that was... A beer that wasn't widely in the market, like a California Common, which is basically an amber lager, wasn't widely in the market. So
why did you choose that one?
It won the award for Best in Show, and then...
Well, no, I meant why did you choose that specific kind of beer?
For the festival, for the beer, it was like a pros versus schmoes thing, and you had to make styles that weren't... I can't remember. It was
kinda
like styles.
Odd,
yeah, it was
yeah,
like
offbeat.
Odd styles
yeah.
or styles that you don't make very often or you haven't made before. And yeah, I chose California Common. I don't know why. And then yeah, it won surprisingly. And then
it surprising though?
Well, I don't mean it like that. I just you know hadn't really won anything before.
I know you're a humble guy. Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not boastful.
Yeah,
I know
you're
not.
The beer is great.
There
the guffin's fantastic. And so,
there we go. There we go. Thank you.
It's real good. Real good. And so. Yeah, we knew we wanted to start with that, and we knew we wanted to start with an IPA because IPAs are some of my favorites. So we have Desert Island, which is our most popular beer, and I'm a hophead, so I love hops all day.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All day. Yeah. We
like the hoppier the better?
I mean, depends. It's got to be balanced. You know, it can't be like astringency and like where it's like, oh, these hops are like, oh, it's too much.
Don't get too technical.
You got to have a little bit of balance. Where I love maximum flavor and aroma from hops. You know, not the bitterness necessarily from hops.
Right.
I don't like 120 IBU IPA that is like so dry and so bitter. It's those have their place. Believe me, we're gonna make
right.
one soon.
Right.
But I love flavor and aroma, and especially our flagship IPA, which is Desert Island. It's very tropical, fruity, peach, mango, delicious.
I love that board that you have. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's go on to next ones. What are you have core beers right
we
now?
We do
right?
have core beers
that are always here that don't change.
Always
these are
here.
What are the core? How many do you have?
So we started with Cult Classic, which is a Pilsner. We had Desert. Well, we have Desert Island. We have Cosmos, which was the first core sour, I think, in the city.
Yeah.
So we made a core sour because sour was an emerging popular style at the time, and so.
How is it now? Sour. Sours is way more mainstream than they were before.
Absolutely. Like sour. Like Cosmos blew up on us the first year. We could not keep up.
For real. All.
For real. Like we could.
Because before it used to be like people, oh, sours, oh, whatever, and now so many people.
Now they're everywhere.
Yeah,
now
they're everywhere.
Fruited sours and sours, they're everywhere. But the first year. So many people wanted Cosmos. That's what they wanted on tap because there wasn't a core sour in the city. So, but yeah, now there's lots. But we still keep it. We love Cosmos. We love making the fruited version of it as well, too. And then we launched, the first year, I believe, we launched an Imperial Stout, Starbeast. And kind of to celebrate that, we have an annual fest each year called Beastmas. And it's basically around Halloween where we release a whole bunch of different kinds of Imperial Stouts and surprisingly wildly popular. Very cool.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Because the public itself, part of being a smaller brewery is there's a lot of education in beers, right?
Yep. What goes into it. And, you know, trying to walk that line of, you know, letting people discover it, but also trying not hitting them over the head with like, oh, this is what it is, and
right. Because some people don't want to hear that. Yeah, they don't want to hear all the technical stuff that goes in the background. Pour me a glass.
Yeah.
Let me see if I like it. Period.
Give me the Coles notes, and then let's move on.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I can't forget about our fifth one, which is Eternal Sunshine, the last one we launched, which is a pale ale.
Okay, so what is that Trinidadian Black Cake?
Trinidadian Black Cake. So that is a Starbeast variant that we did this year, it is one of my favorite variants that we've done. So a lot of dark fruits, plums, figs, delicious.
The Pilsner that you make, is that kind of, you know, and again, there's, when it comes to beer, like I play hockey, and in the hockey changing room, it's all Bud Light, and when you bring in something else, people are like, whatever. Does the Pilsner, is that kind of the intro to bring people in so that they will, hey, you know what, that was awesome. Now let me try something else.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's really popular in the tap room. Like we sell a lot of the cult classic, so it's been which you could see it's sold out at the moment. It's coming next week, but we sell a lot in the tap room, so it's good. But yeah, that's kind of our everyday drinker. It's a little bit more flavorful, a little bit more kind of hops in there. But yeah, that one's special too because part of the proceeds for cult classic gets donated to St. Amant. And we've had that set up since the beginning. Goes towards autism programs. My son has autism, and so it was something really important to me that I wanted to start the brewery by giving, you know, like giving back somehow to something that's helped us. And you know, St. Amant helped us in the beginning with, you know, when my son was diagnosed and all that kind of stuff. Sorry to get heavy on you.
No. I was going to ask you why that specifically, and you just jump right into it. So that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been really good, and we've had that going since the beginning, and that's always kind of felt good. That's always felt good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Your beer can designs, very, I remember when I first came here, it was just so different from others.
Yeah.
You know, now I know a lot of brewers, almost when you go into a beer store, it's a battle of labels. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's gotten creative, but I remember you were creative from the start.
Yeah.
And I just find it a hard thing. All these little things in business that if you're not running that business, you don't realize how much effort it takes actually to do that.
All the way, yeah. And we release so many. So there's always, you know, from names, which is fun. Like, it's...
MacGuffin. What's MacGuffin again?
So MacGuffin is, you know, that thing in movies. Most of our names are based off of, like, movies or
movie Easter eggs.
Yeah, I'm a movie junkie. Went to U of M Film Studies. that didn't pan out for me.
But it did now.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I'm using it now. Yeah, MacGuffin is that, like, you know, that thing in movies where the main character is after in the movie. So like with I always say, you know, Indiana Jones when he's after the Holy Grail is called the MacGuffin of the movie.
Oh, got it. I got it. Yes.
It's not really important to the overall story, but it's important to the main character. That's what he's after.
Got it. I understand that.
Yeah. And so Adrian Trimble is the one who does all of our can designs and as well as Colin, our director of sales and marketing, does some as well too. And he really did a great job of, you know, making sure that our brand, you knew when you looked at the can that it was a Sucrum's can.
Right, which is a hard thing to do when you're actually changing the design of a can.
Yeah.
It's got the same Sukrum's theme throughout.
Throughout.
While it is a different label.
Yeah, different label. So, you know, there's, you know, everybody asks us all the time, well, you're going to run out of colors and color spectrums and all that kind of stuff. And
how many beers you got to make in order to run out of colors? What
we make
me?
A lot. We make a lot. Almost especially, you know, most months we're releasing a new beer sort of every 2 weeks in a can.
Okay, hang on. So you're releasing a new beer.
Yeah.
But that beer, unless it's a core brand,
correct,
you're not making that
yeah.
all at all times.
No. We do bring back some. There's a lot of popular ones. So, you know, Fruited Cosmos, those ones will come back. Wavelength is a rotating hop series. We bring that one back. A couple popular ones like Hawaiian Cosmos, that's a really popular one. So we bring that back on a more consistent basis. So we have these seasonals that we kind of bring back. But for the most part, we are still creating new beers, which we just released Dark Paradise, which is a Caribbean stout.
Yep.
And Photon Torpedoes, which is from Star Trek, and it's a hazy IPA, New England IPA. Yeah.
I'm kind of stunned at just the naming, like
yeah.
how you come up with names over the beer.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of work. Okay, you know, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Because, again, there's just so much that goes into it. I'm wondering how you just keep kicking them out like that. You're almost like Prince back in the day with music. Prince, he's releasing an album every week.
I'm artiste. <Just kidding. laughs>
You're the prince of breweries.
No.
We're going to take a break. This is The Main Ingredient. I'm at Sukrum's Brewery, 479 Warsaw, with Andrew Sukrum, the owner. We're going to talk more about his beer. We'll be right back.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Welcome back, my friends, to the last segment of The Main Ingredient today. I'm still at Sukrum's Brewery. Thought he could get rid of me. Ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Andrew Sukrum is the owner. We were talking about the beer last segment. Yeah. We're still talking about the beer, but we're also going to talk about this is year number five. Your
year
fifth anniversary is coming up, which is insane. We texted you like 5 years.
I know.
Like, 5 years, man?
What?
Like, just flew by, you know, year after year after year.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, my first question to you before we started, are you happy?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even miss a beat.
Yeah. There's also, you know, like anything in life, there's stresses and sleepless nights and worries and all that kind of stuff that
comes
along.
But it's less stress
if
it's something you love.
Yeah, you know, but I'm a worrier anyway, so.
Yeah, just, I'm more the worry word.
Yeah, just what it is. Like, I can't get away from it. But I am truly still and completely still very happy with this. I look around and it still doesn't seem real to me, you know, still doesn't seem real of what we do and, you know, that there's people that show up here and come here and...
Yeah, like they want, crazy. They choose to come here.
Yeah,
they want to come here. They spend their money here. They're paying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could sum that up in a million. I can go on and on. But again, that whole thing is just...
I could wax poetic all night. it's
just shocking to me.
It's shocking. It's shocking to me. Like, and, you know, it just feels great. And so I get a tremendous amount of joy about, one, making the beer. That's what I love to do. The brew days when I get to brew are like, okay, yeah, fun. I love it. And then sharing with people is just that added layer where it's just like, oh, amazing. So cool. Yeah.
What about the business aspect of it? You know, when you're running your own business, and again, it sounds like, I'm my own boss. I get to do whatever. I'm the king here. I'm the CEO of Sukrum's Brew, the president. Yeah, you know what? I'm also the janitor, too. When the toilet clogs, I got to go unclog it.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
You're right. Doing the jobs that nobody else wants to do. That's me.
How was that portion of it? How was that to take on?
You know, again, if you didn't love it. If you didn't love it.
Like, that guy's never coming back in his place again.
But, you know, it just sometimes it's hard because it never stops. But I like it. I like being in it. And so it's just always on my brain, and we're always doing it. And yeah, I don't know.
When you're on vacation, are you actually on vacation? Truly.
So
not.
This, not. Yeah, yes, but like this year we were the first time is that Kristen and I went out of country. We just went to to the States, and it was the first time that we had done that since we opened the business.
You mean the time that you bumped me because, you know, you were supposed to do this last week. That time?
Yeah, that time. And it was great. And I did my best to disconnect as best as I could.
Right.
But, you know, I still love it, so I'm still going to check, make sure things are okay and 100%. All that kind of
stuff. Well, the best part is now that you're it's a family thing, your wife is part of it, it's not that she's going to go, you know, hey, what about work? Because she's part of the work.
She's part of it, and, you know, it's just something that we do. Sometimes it's at night, and we're like, this is happening, and we got to talk about it, and blah, blah, blah. And so it just, sometimes it's there. But, again, you know, if you didn't love it.
How's she like the business?
Yeah, she loves it.
Very nice lady too.
She's great. Yeah, and she loves it. She's our taproom manager here, an events person, and so it's been fantastic having her on, and yeah, it's been great. Can't complain. But
100%. Well, that's another animal too that I always think about is, you know, like working with your partner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like now I'm spending even more time with you, and you know, relationships are great and all that kind of stuff. But it's a different dynamic if you're not with the right person.
Yep.
That now I'm gonna work with you. That's a lot of time to spend with somebody.
Yeah. But we met at work. That's where we fell in love. And
and then you left work.
Yeah, I know.
And now you
and
work
then we
together.
Left work. Now we're back. Love is strong. And no, it's good.
Beer, man. Beer does wonderful things.
She's like my zen to my chaos, and you know, vice versa. She's very grounded, and I'm always like, and so
oh, you said
like,
you're the worrier. She's
I'm
not the worrier, right?
She's not the worrier. No,
you couldn't be with another worrier.
No,
you'd be done.
We'd be done. No. So, But, crazy. 5 years. Can't believe it,
Okay, so what are you doing 5 years? You guys must have some stuff lined up for
we
5 years.
We do. We got a lot of stuff. So it's the week of March 11th, so... The Monday, March 11th, we're having a bowling tournament at Park Alleys just here on Osborne. So I think most of the teams are signed up for already. But, yeah, bowling tournament, just a soft release of one of the new beers. It's a little sneak peek. A lot of the proceeds from that are also going towards St. Amant. And then the Tuesday, we're having a beer dinner at Tabula Rasa. Solera.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tabula Rasa.
Yeah.
Dude, whoa.
Yeah, I know. Huge.
I've done interviews there.
Oh, it is amazing.
It's amazing. And I crawled out of there. I was so full.
The food's amazing.
You know, tapas always thinks like, man, is that enough food? Or you just sit there and wait. Yeah. We're going to keep it coming. I know it's amazing food.
I just got a sneak peek of the menu, too, just to see what it was like. I was it's fire. I can't wait.
To eat.
So, yeah, beer dinner. I think those tickets are on sale already. The Wednesday... I don't know if anybody knows this publicly yet. We're releasing our own hot sauce.
Are you really?
Yeah. So we're doing.
So this is a main ingredient exclusive that you're giving me right now.
Correct. So we
imagine a Trinidadian and hot sauce.
Yeah, I know.
That's so strange.
And it's a Trinidadian hot sauce. Imagine that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. You know. We're working with Max at the head chef at Sousol.
Yeah.
And he does his own hot sauce as well too. And he did the first pop up here, so we're like, oh, you know, let's work with Max and see.
I've never met Max. You gotta introduce me to that guy.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's great. He's a great guy. And his food is
Chef's kiss.
Oh yeah.
Baby. I love
that. He did our first pop up here and it was awesome. He's gonna do the pop up on the actual anniversary date too. So yeah, the Wednesday is the releasing the hot sauce.
The whole Sousol, Tabula Rasa, Rudy's, that whole deal.
Yeah.
Perfect trifecta.
Amazing,
right there.
Right?
Man. Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
And so then the Thursday, we're releasing a beer yet to be announced.
Are you going to announce it?
No, not yet. I'm not sure.
Where are you going to announce
when?
It?
We're going to announce it on social media probably.
No, you're going to announce it on me. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a variant on our Imperial Stout. Yeah, I'll tell you that. And then Friday, actually, we're just going to close for a family kind of event. I want to celebrate with my family, the five-year thing. So we're going to close to the public at night. And then on Saturday is the big party, March 16th. So we're going to have, I think, 12 new beers throughout the day. And we're going to have and we're going to have Max Franks. He's going to be doing a food pop-up here, too. So, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to release beers throughout the day. So it's going to be a fantastic and fun time.
You know what I love about the celebration?
Yeah.
Is that it's a celebration that includes other businesses besides your own.
Yeah. Well, Max did our first pop up here, so it was like, oh, it only makes sense, you know, let's get Max back. Yeah,
what a nice variety, man.
Yeah, we want to go maybe a little over the top because we got stuff all day, every day during the week, so people might get sick of us. But
that is over the top, but it's such a variety that if you're a person that you actually want to attend all the events, you can. It's not just, hey, we're having a celebration, come in here and drink beer, whatever. You're kind of just mixing it up and then finish it off with the big thing here,
including other businesses that we have partnerships with as well too. And so it's been really cool. I can't wait. But the big party is on March 16th, and those are always fun. And Max is going to cook up some great food, and we're going to have some awesome beer.
I personally can say I'm happy you quit your other job.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, so before I get out of here, let's remind everybody where you are, your top room hours, your social media, your website, whatever you want to do.
You got it. So, Sukrum's Brewing Company, 479 Warsaw Avenue. We are open Wednesday to Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 11, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 11, Sunday, 2 to 6. Find us on Instagram at Sukrum's Brewing, or our website, sukrums.com, sokrams.com. Come check us out. Friendly place. Good beer. Come have a flight.
And you got games here. You got like board games.
People. Yeah, we got board games. Yeah, got board games. And
I didn't touch on these paintings too. Where are these paintings from?
It's local artist, Tanisha. Very talented. And she's actually sold a bunch out of here too. So, yeah.
It looks awesome.
It's been great.
Were they here the last time I came here?
No, they weren't. No, it was, we had different paintings up. And so, now we got old John McLean over there too. Our great friends at the Park Theater gifted us that one. So
that is
thank you to
awesome.
The Park Theater. Which movie night at the Park Theater too, we're having on March 18th. I think we're showing Clueless and Legally Blonde. So we have a great partnership with Park Theater. So shout out to them as well too.
Well, I do want to ask you a question about John McLean. Is it a Christmas movie?
Yes, it is.
I thought you were going to think about it. No, you've already had this argument 1,000 times. This is my answer.
We do Park Theater movie nights where we co-host with them the movies. And every December it's Die Hard.
I love Die Hard.
Yeah,
so
me
good.
Too.
Thanks for letting me join you, man.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's so good to see you again.
Anytime. This is The Main Ingredient. It's Kevin Bergen again. I'm actually packing up to leave Sukrum's Brewery. It's a sad, sad time. Thank you, Andrew Sukrum, for having me here. Thank you for listening to The Main Ingredient here on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.